The icon that we're looking at for February is the icon of St. John the Baptist. It's a rather unusual depiction. It dates from the mid-15th century from the Isle of Crete. And it's very unusual for us in the Western Church because we don't often see St. John the Baptist with wings. This is a genre of St. John the Baptist icons in which he is referred to as the Angel of the Desert. And this is different from the Deicis icon where we see St. John offering his prayers on behalf of humanity to Christ. That's how we usually see him. But in this icon, he is depicted as an angel of the desert. And that refers to the scripture of Mark 1, verses 2 and 3. So the scripture states, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." The scripture is actually associated with this genre of icon because it is considered a repentance icon. And so this particular scripture invites us all to straighten our ways and straighten our paths. And so it's referred to in Mark, and that is not what is printed on the scroll. This is one of those instances in which the viewer would have known that this is what was being referred to by this painting. And so when it says, "I'm sending a messenger ahead of you," the word messenger in Greek is angelos, and that's why he has wings. So when you see the wings on St. John the Baptist, you know that is the specific scripture that this icon is referring us to and for us to consider repentance. The next statement, "He will prepare your way," is visibly shown in this icon with a couple of elements. The first is that he's holding a staff that has the cross on the top. That foreshadows the crucifixion, but the staff is also indicative that he has the authority of God to do this, to straighten the way. And because of that, he's also called St. John the Forerunner, just meaning that he's the one who goes before Christ and is preaching to us to make our way straight. There's a lot written on this. In fact, I learned a lot by reading St. John Chrysostom. He was a church father from the 5th century who wrote, "But to cry, 'Prepare ye the way of the Lord,' was not the office of the king, but of the forerunner. And so they called John the Voice, because he was the forerunner of the word." So in this icon, the voice of one crying in the wilderness is expressed by his appearance. I love the appearance of St. John the Baptist in these icons because it really shows what an ascetic is, which is a person who has given up all earthly comforts as a sacrifice for God. And in this respect, we see him with a very gaunt appearance that is a result of his diet of locusts and honey, and that he has really wild and unkempt hair, showing that he wandered and lived in the desert as a renunciate. And this is one of the hallmarks of St. John the Baptist in iconography. And interestingly enough, it is also the hallmark of St. Andrew, who was one of his disciples early on. And so that is a device shown so that you will recognize St. Andrew as first having followed St. John the Baptist. So in iconography, we see him with this very gaunt appearance, wild hair, and he also wears this blue or often green, kind of a hairy-looking garment. And that is actually his hair shirt. It was supposed to be made from camel hair, which obviously wouldn't be very comfortable. But why is it blue or green? I mean, we know camel hair isn't blue or green. And as an ascetic, he wouldn't be dyeing his clothing. So really, that's a technique in iconography. When you portray something in a logical sense, it captures your attention. And you think, why is that blue? And what you realize is, oh, that's a hair shirt. That's not very comfortable. This was one of the penances that St. John the Baptist endured for being the forerunner of Christ. Knowing that this is a repentance icon, making his path straight is really all about the repentance of sin and calling our attention to the detours in our life. So when ancient people looked at this icon as the angel of the desert, they knew right away that the repentance to sin comment was referring to his calling Herod out on the illegal marriage to his brother's wife, and that he paid the ultimate price for having called that out. But the personal call to repentance is making one's own path straight. And that's the link to the scripture. It's finding ways to cut out those detours that might take you away from the straight path. There are some interesting elements in this icon that I want to show you or tell you about. First of all, he holds a scroll in his left hand, which is the sign of a preacher. And the message on the scroll is not the same as the scripture that this icon represents. So let me tell you what it reads on the scroll in Greek. It says, "You see how they suffer, O word of God, those who reprove the wrongs of the abominable? For not bearing reproof, behold, Herod cut off my head, Savior." And this conversation that he's having is with Christ, who is in the upper left corner of this icon. So we're witnessing the conversation that St. John the Baptist had after his execution with Christ. So we're witnessing a transcendent moment, a sacred conversation. And usually at the bottom of this icon, you'll see the head of St. John the Baptist on the platter, which is how Salome reportedly brought it in before the crowd at the celebration at Herod's house. So this is the essence of the icon. It is really all about that conversation with Christ that we are a witness to, instructing us to make our path straight. So keeping the essence of this icon in mind as the repentance icon, think about the ways in which we can all make our path straight, and let's take another look at the scripture as a reminder. "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord.